There's been a major escalation in the world's standoff with North Korea this morning. The regime claims to have detonated a hydrogen bomb, one that could be mounted on an intercontinental ballistic missile. It's still unclear whether or not Pyongyang's statements are true. With us to assess the claims is NPR science editor Jeff Brumfiel. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right, this seems like a very big deal. What makes this nuclear test different than the others?
Well, this is the sixth nuclear test, and it's by far the largest. In fact, the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Organization, which monitors these tests, said it went off scale on their equipment. They're usually designed to monitor smaller tests than this. And that raises the very real fear that this could have been the test of a thermonuclear or hydrogen device, as North Korea claims.
Why does it matter that they've claimed to have tested a hydrogen bomb?
Well, believe it or not, not all nuclear bombs are created equal. So up until now, we believe North Korea has been testing so-called fission bombs that use uranium and plutonium. Those are similar to the ones we used at the end of World War II on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Since then, nuclear weapons have come a long way, and hydrogen bombs are actually far more powerful weapons. They're the sorts that the U.S. and Russia possess. They are advanced weapons that can destroy whole cities.
And I guess this links with the fact that the North has also been testing missiles. Where are they with that?
So in July, the North conducted two tests of intercontinental ballistic missiles that are basically capable of reaching the continental United States. They have shown pictures now of this new weapon they claim to have tested today. And it looks like it's possible it could fit on top of one of those missiles. They sort of show a mock-up of it that looks like that could work. So if what they say is true, and there's some indication that it is, then they have a powerful weapon, they have a powerful missile, put it all together, and they could potentially hold the U.S. at risk. Not all the technology has been proven. We don't know exactly where it is, but it looks pretty serious.
Just briefly, the president sent out a series of tweets this morning condemning the test. He also said they only understand one thing, presumably speaking about North Korea. Are there any good military options?
In a word, no. There are absolutely no good military options right now. I mean, for one thing, it's not clear, even if you tried to take out all the North's nuclear weapons, that you could. But even in some magical world where you can find them all and destroy them all right away, they still have enough conventional power to do massive damage to our allies. So it really is a tight situation that the U.S. is in.
All right. That's NPR science editor Jeff Brumfiel. Thanks so much.
Thank you.